This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello and welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. My name is Alex.
My name is Christine, and indeed these are the worst reviews of all time.
Yeah. We picked some
We did
ones
nothing.
Here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we picked a theme. I was like, I had nothing to do with this.
Oh no, I picked a quality theme. I am very pleased with my decision.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. I certainly am not.
Well, I think that everyone's going to love this but you then, because this is a good episode already.
I'm putting it out there that this is the special not for kids episode that I've chosen.
And also, if you're a child, why have you been listening to us?
Because they're
I don't
cool
think we've ever had a child-friendly episode.
Rebel teens.
Okay, now let's get to the fun.
Okay.
Why don't you go first? You look excited for this.
I'm
very comfortable.
Frustrated. Okay. This, okay,
did,
I also...
Did we even tell it? Did we say what the theme
no.
is?
No!
Okay. I picked the theme because we decided, I was thinking, let's do Missouri. What do I think of when I think of Missouri? I think of adult video stores.
I feel like I want to be also clear here that, like, we know that Missouri is not just adult video stores. Like, I'm...
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Well, I just want to clarify. I have had lovely times in Missouri, and it's a great place. Okay, here we go. This is a review of a place called Romantics with an X at the end.
I could have guessed.
I want to add that I want... Okay.
You are not feeling this episode.
I'm not, because I like... It's a weird... go between, like, I want to be clear that I'm very sex positive and I'm not trying to critique these people at all, like,
oh,
as
no.
far as that on that level, but I'm trying to critique them on a level of being a customer, and I don't want anyone to get that twisted. So
oh yeah, no, that's here. Fair, and that's very true for both of us.
Yeah,
for sure.
This is not like a haha let's laugh at people who you know, go into adult stores. That's not what this is.
Oh God,
is.
Absolutely not. No. This is, we're just finding the ones who choose to write reviews when they shouldn't.
Right. So here's a 1-star review by Murray of a place called Romantics. This location is completely barefoot hostel. If you're a dedicated barefooter like me, don't go there. You'll be told all sorts of lies about being barefoot. You'll be told there are health code laws that required you to wear shoes in stores, which there are not. The health department regulates businesses, not customers. You'll be told that you could contract all sorts of diseases through the bottoms of your feet, including COVID and STDs. The manager asked, "Why do you think stores have no shoes, no service policies?" However, she refused to allow me to answer. Feet are not disgusting. Being barefoot is not disgusting. You can't catch diseases through the bottoms of your feet. There are no laws requiring you to wear shoes in stores. This is all just podophobia gone wild.
I wonder if they picked up that DVD while they were there.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, I think they're reading off the shelf behind the counter. When I tried to explain the law regarding contributory negligence and how that relates to liability, she said I couldn't possibly know the law because I am not an attorney. When I told her she had podophobia, which is more obvious than the nose on her own face, she told me I couldn't possibly know that because I'm not a psychologist. I told her that I've done the necessary reading. How preposterous of me that I think I can know something merely because I've done the required research. The item I purchased requires batteries. Oddly enough, she was able to read and determine what size batteries it required. And yet, she's hardly an electrical engineer. I would think a non-electrical engineer would need to try various sizes of batteries and then just hope for the best. How can she possibly know something like that without being an expert in that field of study? Brackets, thick with pointed sarcasm. If you're a barefooter, stay away from this store. Even if you do wear shoes, you're probably better off not going to this location. End of review.
That is a new one. A very, very, very new one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought so. I was like, well, I feel like, you know, I wouldn't be totally shocked to find this person reviewing a store and saying, you know, I couldn't get in barefoot. But the fact with that combined with the fact that it's an adult video store was just like a wild combo that I did not expect.
I mean, that would work anywhere. Like that review would be wild no matter where it's written. Oh, my God. I've never heard anyone argue against that policy ever.
Well, there's an entire like organization that's like pro barefoot.
I mean, yeah, it described it as if it was like some sort of movement or some sort of like group.
It is.
Interesting.
Apparently, there is no law in the U.S. that requires customers to wear shoes in stores and restaurants. However, there are laws that allow businesses to make like private businesses to make regulations. So they can deny you for not wearing shoes or shirts, just like they can deny you for not wearing a mask per se. Although, obviously, I think it's more dangerous to not wear a mask than to not wear shoes.
Absolutely.
I'm with them. I'm with this person on that front. I got to say.
I agree. I would never think that COVID could be transferred through your feet. not that I know much about it, but...
Alexander, I don't think you are any sort of electrical engineer who would know such a thing.
You're right. I'm not a podiatrist. What's a foot doctor called? I have no idea.
That's correct.
Oh, good. I got something right. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Businesses, they can generally do what they want when it comes to those kinds of rules as long as it's not discriminatory.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of where he's getting at is that it is discriminatory, which like it isn't. So, sorry.
Same with like the people who go and say, oh, you're discriminating against me, forcing me to wear a mask. It's like, nope.
Yeah, so that's that fun thing. That was literally the first review I read, and I went, this is going to be
a fun start
trip.
That might be one of the cleaner ones we get, though.
I know, exactly. Probably the cleanest.
Well, here is a review that I have of Moonlight Adult Boutique in Kansas City. This is by Jay, and it's 5 stars, but it's not a redemption, in my humble opinion. Leo and Bianca are amazing. They are both very attractive girls.
Oh.
Come see them. They are worth the trip to see. End of review.
I have locked them behind this glass
How
cage.
Creepy. They're like, if you come here for one thing, it's you should come to ogle these two people at the store.
Ew. Stop.
I know. It's bad. That is. See, it wasn't very redeeming, right?
No, that was gross. Grody, as I like to say. Now, okay, I feel like maybe I worked this up or I built this up to be too much because the next one I have is also not like super disturbing. I mean, it's disturbing, but it's not, the level that I kind of built this up to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think mine have been that or that crazy.
I think the only reason is because I read so many that were okay, here's the thing, folks. People who write, it seems to me that people who write reviews of adult stores are either A, making hilarious jokes about, or either A, they're legitimate, B, they're making hilarious jokes about, sexual acts, or C, they're writing some weird sort of fantasy fanfic. I guess that's exactly what fanfic means, doesn't mm-hmm. it? Because some of them were like very sincere, but like clearly didn't happen. And I was like, oh, dear goodness, why are you doing this on Yelp? Save this for your live journal. And then the other ones were like, haha, guess what I did in the back with 4 dudes, or you know, it was like, okay, no, that also didn't happen, but you're clearly trying to be funny. And mm-hmm. I read so many of those that I think I just like scarred my own retinas this morning.
Well, I had a blast reading them, so I don't know.
I'm sure
what's wrong
you
with
did
you.
Okay, fine. So this next one is, oh, it was sent in by Alyssa, who said she's from the St. Louis area and lives in Rolla, Missouri, which, by the way, you know how you like to look up like the promotional video?
Yeah.
So I tried that, but instead I found the Rolla, Missouri rap, which was created by two engineering students and is exactly what you imagine it to be.
Can't wait to watch it later.
Yeah, I watched the entire thing. So if you are interested in that, please go check it out. And they taught me how to say Rolla properly. So Alyssa says she's in Rolla, and there's a local shop / adult video store called The Pleasure Zone, and sent this review. This is a 1-star review by Jorge. Insects all over the place in the parking lot. You can't even walk in there. The insects are running all over the walls. Don't come here. End of review.
Okay. They're tripping on something. Oh, that is terrifying.
I know. Like, they're in the parking lot. You can't even walk in the door. They're just kind of like...
Makes me think like you look
swarming.
Down and it's just like all black, like...
Yep, swarm.
With like insects like crawling around your feet and like you literally can't step without crushing them all.
Yeah, hordes. They're crawling up your legs.
I wonder what they're doing there. What do you think they'll buy?
I don't know, but apparently there's been like a biblical wrath sent against them for whatever they were planning. So they're
probably buying one of my favorites, ants with no pants.
What the fuck? You just glanced down when you said that as if you were, I know you're not, I hope you're not reading off a piece of paper, but it really looked like you had that locked and loaded for this episode.
I wrote down a bunch of insect related adult film titles on my hand just for this episode.
Well, I only wrote down one because I only need one, and it's called Podophobia Gone Wild.
Oh, man. Well, I've got a 1-star review now of Vegas Video and Temptations Spa. It's in Carthage, Missouri. This is a 1-star review.
Also known as the Las Vegas of Missouri.
The Las Vegas of Missouri, yes, famously. Mm-hmm. But not according to this local guide, who says, gives it 1-star and says, place is nasty. I wouldn't take my dead dog there. End of review.
Oh!
Uh-huh.
My dead dog and I have high standards.
Yeah. Well, there was also an owner response.
Oh, God. Okay.
All caps. And it just says, under new management. End of response.
All dogs alive and dead are now welcome into our shop.
Your dead dog would love it.
That's so disturbing. Why would you even say that? Why would your brain even go there?
That's the thing, is like, we don't find these like weird reviews like this when we do grocery stores, gas stations. Like people talk about them being gross and nasty, but not in such colorful ways.
That's exactly right. They're a little more peppery. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's maybe not a word, but
I think the way people see it, they're like, well, this is kind of like, I don't know, like, oh, how could I describe an adult video store rather than a guy? I mean, I don't know.
It's very specific vibe that needs specific language.
Yeah.
Well, that's disturbing. So this is my last negative one, but it is a saga.
I think I'm ready.
I've actually named it. I've named it.
You named the saga?
Yes.
What did you name it?
The Saga of Jacuzzi John.
The Saga of Jacuzzi John. Wow. What about The Journey of Jacuzzi John?
Blu-ray edition.
Okay.
I don't like when you come in and make my shit better and then try to, one-up me.
I'm just on a roll today. I think it's this whole adult video store theme is just really getting my creative juices flowing.
You say in the most monotone voice in the history of mankind.
Because I'm saving my energy for more movie titles.
Insect puns? Okay, great. Well, this is the Saga of Jacuzzi John. Now, this is a place called the Club St. Louis, which came up when I searched for adult video stores. It is not an adult video store. It's a private men's club, and somebody in the Yelp reviews actually described it. It says, Club St. Louis, or the club as it is referred to in the gay community, has been around for many, many years. It offers men a place to work out, swim, and socialize. The club has earned quite a reputation as a sleazy place. However, those views and opinions are usually from someone that hasn't been to the club recently or hasn't been to the club at all. Now, I figured that out after I saved all these reviews because I was like, why is this Jacuzzi John talking about jacuzzis? It is because this is more like a men's club rather than like an actual you know, it's not like a video store or anything like that. But too bad.
You know what? I don't think anyone's complaining with this theme.
I think they're probably happy that I'm veering off the path. So this is a, I'm going to read to you the star rating and the date, and you can kind of follow along the journey of Jacuzzi. I like this. Oh, fuck. I guess I like Journey of Jacuzzi.
Yeah, I can tell. You just used it by accident.
It wasn't by accident. I was playing with it, and then I was hoping I'd be like, no, you're right. You know what? Saga is better.
But it's not. We don't need angry emails telling us how Journey is better than Saga, so you better just use Journey.
I think, like, maybe what if it were, like, the Saga of Spa Sally? I mean, it's not that.
Yeah, exactly. It's not that.
Fine.
Just move on. Accept that I'm smarter and better and funnier and the best. Go.
The Saga of Jacuzzi John.
No, it sounds terrible compared to Journey.
Fine. This is a 2-star review. November 2016. Today, a low mark for a very unnoticeable sign to indicate that one item wasn't working. Can you guess what it is?
The Jacuzzi.
You guessed correctly.
Yes. I would never have guessed Jacuzzi based on that sentence if you hadn't told me what the journey was called.
The journey. Okay. 2 stars, November 2017. So that was November 2016. This is okay. November 2017.
A year later. Okay.
A year later. Oh, he'll tell you. Don't worry. I was so disappointed on the near improper signage over the Jacuzzi not working, I haven't been back yet. It is almost a year later. ... In 2 days it is. ... So it's been a year. Okay.
It's been almost a year.
2 days.
And wow. Still upset over it, John.
Still thinking about it. But hasn't even gone back to check. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just still upset.
It was like maybe like one day where the signage was messed up and then every day since then it's been working or everything's been perfect. Maybe they upgraded the Jacuzzi to one of those like heart-shaped ones from The Sims.
You'd think so, but unfortunately, John has another update for you about 6 months later, April 2018. 2 stars. I went today. Sadly, the main reason I like to relax here was the Jacuzzi was not working again. I think he combined 2 sentences there. Just to be clear.
Yeah, that, okay. That clears nothing up, but thank you.
Okay, great. I went today. Sadly, the main reason I like to relax here was the Jacuzzi was not working again, so this time I didn't go in to waste my money. But a couple weeks later, I did. It's okay. I don't get as excited as I used to. I guess it's not the same for me.
Oh my god, what? Is this in general or just about Jacuzzis? This is taking a fucking turn.
I think it's just about Jacuzzis.
Oh my god, yeah. I was like, John, I'm actually worried about you.
It says, it's...
Because I've been there. Both in general jacuzzi? Or about Jacuzzis. No, oh, where you're just not getting as excited about things anymore.
It's okay. I don't get as excited as I used to.
What is happening? John.
I'm sorry. It's just like, I forgot how like sad it becomes all of a sudden. I'm legitimately crying. Okay. I guess it's not the same for me anymore, but I do enjoy relaxing. Maybe I should get me a Jacuzzi. Only if. I think you meant if only. I'm not sure though.
Nope. Don't make assumptions about Jacuzzi John.
Only if. Okay, 2 months later, 3 stars in June of 2018. Debated on going today. I can't believe how often this is being updated. I'm sorry. Okay. Debated on going today. Just hate to go and find if the Jacuzzi is being closed. The biggest thing is also being too hot out and waiting on the bus to get there, so... ugh. Okay, fast forward to...
Oh my goodness. Just give him a call.
I know, right?
Hey, is the Jacuzzi up and running?
That's a good point.
Not today, John.
He has enough wherewithal to create a Yelp account with a pretty swanky profile photo, so I'm a little surprised that he hasn't managed to pick up the phone.
Is this all like the same Yelp thread?
Yes.
Oh my, I don't think I've ever heard or read this many.
Same here. Yeah. So then this is the final update. September 2018, 4 stars. I guess my simple, calm desire was answered. I visited the day after attempting to. The jacuzzi was closed again. But the following day, it was open. Less people, I think, but it really didn't matter much. I'm only there to enjoy the jacuzzi, steam room a little, and sauna. But mostly, jacuzzi. Hopefully a nicer cashier, he was a smartass. But I guess he had too many people not realize the credit card reader wasn't done yet. End of all reviews.
Wow.
I know.
So we had a happy ending, kind of.
It did redeem itself to 4 stars from one. And, you know, there was that... I'm sorry, from two. It never went down to one. But there was that moment where, you know, there was, like, the denouement at the end there. But there was also that, like, midpoint where, you know, he was really at a low. And he really felt like, what's even the point, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is even the point? And I feel like, is it even worth getting on this hot bus? I don't know.
To get into a jacuzzi.
To get into
a... Like, okay, not like an ice bath, a jacuzzi.
That is a valid point. And, you know, at the end, it's like, you know, it was redeemed a little bit in that, you know, his simple, calm desire was finally answered. And I feel like his, at least, maybe not happiness, but at least, like, contentment was has returned to him.
Which is what I wanted for him, honestly. And what's nice is that he mentions the word calm. And truly, despite the fact he wrote, like, 5 separate reviews in the same chain, he was truly calm about it.
Yeah.
He was very sad about it, but he was calm. And I appreciated that.
He also mentioned the word jacuzzi a few times. And I think that really, like, goes to the core of, you know, John's being. And also, this is my my entry to the Austin Film Festival.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good thing we're recording this Skype session.
This is a screenplay, in case you didn't figure that out.
Oh, just a screenplay. I thought we were putting this short film in, like,
No. This is a screenplay, because I think the words are really what this, the strong suit of this whole story is the verbiage.
Okay. What else could there be?
Also, he spelled smartass AXX.
Oh. This just has so many twists. Okay, this story is... Sorry, this journey was really something. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Was it a saga, a story, or a journey?
It was a journey, and it was... I don't know what to call that. Wholesome-ish? Not real. I mean, it was weirdly basic, but in... Like, there wasn't... It was just literally about a man and his jacuzzi.
Okay, but, do you know what it actually spoke to me? It reminds me of is the are those meditation apps where when you fall, or those sleep apps where when you're falling asleep, they have like an actor read you a story. I feel like that's the kind of story that they would read you where it kind of...
What? That's a thing?
Yes.
Okay.
There are these sleep apps where
Good
it's
Night
like...
Moon?
No, it's like stories that are really boring. They just like read you stories until you fall asleep. Like there's one I listened to and it was like... And then I walked down this and I looked at the leaves and I was walking down the path and then I felt like I should have a cup of coffee. Like it just like was a meandering tale.
Yeah.
And it's very soothing, you know?
Yeah.
Not to me, because I was like, well, now I'm thinking about coffee. So how am I supposed to go to sleep? But I also have an elevated sense of constant anxiety.
True.
But I feel like this would be a good contender. So maybe
I don't think
Austin,
so, because I think Jacuzzi John's story was a little too deep for that kind
more
of
powerful.
App. Yeah, there's a lot
more
to
compelling,
it.
Maybe.
More compelling, absolutely. Yeah. Like you were, I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, thank you. I'm glad that you really like my screenplay.
You're welcome. All right. Well, I have another review of Vegas Video and Temptation Spa. This is by myself. I mean, Alex. This is a 3-star review. You know what? I'm gonna call this a redemption. I've been kind of onto the fence, but since it was 3 stars, I didn't want to. But the message was so powerful and positive. So here we go.
But so wait, but this is not by you.
No, you this just... is God no.
Okay, I didn't know if this was like a wink wink. You wrote your own creepy review.
No,
okay.
The joke is that we share the same name. That's all.
That's hilarious. Is hilarious.
Thank you. And the joke is also that I would never write a review like this. Here it is. 3 stars. I've never personally gone, but really thinking about it, would love a place to relax, rub out a big load, or try and find someone to have fun. Try to find someone to have some fun with. Yes?
No! Stop it!
But wait, there's a response from the owner. Ready? Well, what's stopping you? End of response.
Oh my god. This is the worst kind of... I didn't know Yelp flirting was a thing, and yet here we are.
Here we are. Here we are. And then they never responded, though. They never said what's stopping them. But there must be something. That's the only review that person has ever written, also. Don't... you know, why are you... She discovered that Skype has reactions, so she did a crying reaction to my story.
It was so... powerful that I literally saw your room light up blue from the screen changing color. Yeah. And actually, they didn't have an angry emoji, so this is my call to Skype to please send me as many angry emojis as possible, because I really didn't appreciate what he just read to me.
That crying one fit better for Jacuzzi John.
That's true.
Because it was a tale of sadness.
It was.
And redemption.
And redemption.
All right. Your turn.
Wow. Okay. So I have some redemptions here. Now, I once again want to be clear here that... I consider myself very sex positive. These are not being read in a shamey way, but instead, I literally wrote this out in a celebratory way that also simultaneously makes me feel extremely uncomfortable for these people's children if they were to ever find their Yelp page. So that's that on that. This is a 5-star review by Lucy of In the Garden of Eden. Hi, I'm Lucy and 48 years young. Ha ha! My fiancé is a very handsome, intelligent, and sexy man of 67 years young.
Ha ha! Oh, there was no ha ha on that one.
Alexander, you have to send the reaction on Skype. Have you not figured this out yet? Anyway, we were looking for another store, but saw the Garden of Eden and were tired from the drive and dinner out, so we stopped in and wow, we found a hidden gem. This store sells different supplies for helping with erections. Viagra must be up in arms. My soon-to-be husband and I found several pills. We bought a particular one with light green 2-count pills advertising reports of lasting 7 days. I feel
like what?
That's not supposed to happen.
That's not okay.
Isn't that the thing that's like literally the opposite of what you want in a medical way?
It reminds me of like The Office when Andy finds like Gabe's thing of like what
the seahorse powder.
Powder something gross.
Yes, crushed seahorse.
Oh my god. 7 days?
7 days.
Are you like going out into like the desert and taking peyote at the same time?
Yeah, like, that's what it seems like, right?
You gotta be doing something like that. 7 days? What do you do? Go to work? Like what?
I feel like it's very telling that she wrote, "We found several pills." Like it sounds like she found them on the carpet of the...
Oh, they're in the bargain bin.
Just scattered
loose,
though.
Loose in the bargain bin. They have a little scoop like at bulk sections.
Oh my god. No. Oh no. Advertising reports of lasting 7 days and not to take one only 60 hours apart at minimum. And then, Alexander, they literally just held down the H key for like a really long time. It's just like 40 H's in a row. Oh my god. So it says, we enjoyed. The H's turned into we, which makes me feel really not great.
Okay.
It's like,
because I think H's is a way to laugh in like, you know, like different languages, they like laugh online in different ways. You know what I mean? Like in Spanish, it's like,
I do, like with J-A.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
But like, I don't know about H. I'm just like trying to be like,
I'm pretty sure they just held down the key because it turned into another word.
Okay, so maybe something in real life was distracting them for 7 days.
Perhaps 7 days worth of H keys. Okay, it says 60 hours apart at minimum. H. We enjoyed from one single dose 3 days with several erections. It was as if he was a teen again. Nice. Just talking about it, he gets erect. We are coming to do more shopping. I'm 48 and I love my man. I'm so happy he has no bad side effects, lest I would never allow him to take the pills. Viagra gives him headaches and blurred vision, and in all honesty, it does not work as well as the ones for sale at the Garden of Eden. I'm gonna be his sexy, naughty nursie next week. See y'all soon. I'm like, I want to see.
Yeah, wait, who? They're seeing us.
See ya soon. Thank you from both of us, Mark and Lucy from Springfield. Let's see if we can talk him into one. Oh, I hate that I have to read this part. Let's see if we can talk him into one of those remote control little gadgets I could wear in my panties while he controls the remote. He always has the TV's remote. Shouldn't be a problem, LMAO. End of review.
Oh my god. Okay, that was a beautiful, beautiful. That was beautiful. It was so wholesome and also somewhat healthy. The whole 7-day thing and like...
It's not healthy.
The questionable pills, I'm not going to speak to that. But the whole attitude of like, oh, no side effects. Otherwise, I wouldn't let him take them. Like, it's very, like, they seem very healthy and happy together. And although the one thing that I want to comment on, one of the things, I should say, is how she said that he gets erect just thinking about it. I'm wondering if it's some sort of placebo pill. I'm just throwing that out there if that's what happens.
You don't say. I was like, I don't think that's how normal pills work. Like, actual ones that actually work.
Yeah, but hey, if he hadn't taken them, the placebo effect wouldn't be in effect. So hey,
that's right.
It worked out for him. That's good.
That's right.
So far, I hope there's still no side effects.
Oh, I'm glad you actually asked about kind of the future of them, because there's a review that was written 3 years later that actually I realized is the exact same person with a different account
of the hospital, of a hospital, like the local hospital.
No,
it won't go down. It's been 3 years.
It was fun at first. This is a review of the same location. And I will say, these were all put in, like, not recommended, which I was like, that's pretty rude.
Bummer. But
this is a 5-star review by Lucy. And this was 3 years after that other one. My husband and I adore all the inventory. He is 20 years my senior, and we do all our sexy shopping there. Wicked Ultra Heat is the absolute top dog for both of us. A little pricey, but 2 ounces lasts a long time, and it is worth every last dollar. Yes, we're regular customers. I love this store. Now that I'm losing the weight I put on after getting married, boy oh boy, is my hubby gonna get the thrill of a lifetime. Time to take baby, me, shopping. End of review.
You get it. Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Can you imagine if like this was like your stepmom or something? And you got on the internet and you were like, oh no.
Considering we have a stepmom, no. Why would you like bring that up?
I'm just saying, because clearly they just got married.
Oh, like, I see what you mean. Okay.
Recently.
I'm like, and so, what? Like, I'm
like, if they had children, he's 70. So if they had children, presumably, I mean, I'm just making wild assumptions here, but I would assume they had been from a previous relationship. That's why I'm saying that. However, I will say, if you do know this person, I assume you already know all about this, because it doesn't seem like she's hiding anything,
which,
you know, from the world.
Which is great and pretty healthy, if you ask me. Be open.
Yeah, as long as my stepmother doesn't do that, then I'm thrilled for you and your stepmother.
Oh, man. Well, hey, you know what? It sounds like those kids are growing up in a healthy sexual environment.
Very sexual environment. And they're also,
making quite some assumptions about their living arrangements. You are. But you know what? I'm trying to be positive here.
Yeah. Also, it is a household, too, where they kind of just recommend taking the pills that you find to see what happens, you know?
Yeah. True. Out of the cookie jar.
Out of the cookie jar.
Yeah. It's like, hubby, you want some cookie? Grab some pills out of the cookie jar.
Ew.
Okay. I'm sorry I said that.
Stop.
Where were we? Is it my turn?
Yes.
All right, this is my last one. This is a redemption, a 4-star review of Vegas Video and Temptation Spa. This is by David. Here we go, 4 stars. I'm not gay, and I love the jacuzzi. Close your eyes and you can be in your own little nirvana. You won't know or care that you're eye candy for someone else. If you're homophobic, you have a lot bigger problems than going to a men's spa. End of review.
Oh my gosh, so it's just like the jacuzzi thing again.
Yeah, except with a nice message.
Yeah, but it is a nice message. And also, these jacuzzis are, like, life-changing, apparently.
Apparently.
Wow. I mean, they have the power to erase homophobia and also John's depression.
You know what? We can only hope. About the homophobia. I don't know what John's situation is, but yeah. If only jacuzzis were the ticket to erasing homophobia.
Here's the thing. Maybe they are. And we just haven't been looking in the right place. We've been looking at lawmakers, policy changes, and really we just needed a good old-fashioned jacuzzi.
Well, you know what? We could look at laws and policy changes, but implement jacuzzis into those.
Oh, I see. Just combine them for ultimate power.
A free jacuzzi for every household.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll fix it.
I think so, too. I want a jacuzzi.
I mean, listen.
What?
It's 2020. We've tried everything else. What do we have to lose?
Yeah, we've tried nothing and we're all out of ideas.
We've tried nothing. Yeah, we've tried nothing at all. I have one more redemption. Sorry.
Oh, lay it on me.
Because those other ones were just a combo deal from Lucy. This is a 5-star review of the X spot by Chris.
I haven't heard of that one. The X spot?
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember. I think that was in Springfield. If you want to rent or buy a video or special toys, this is the place to go. There are also video booths in the back with small single-person rooms. You're not supposed to have two people in there, but... End of review.
I'm like, but what?
You're waiting.
I can make an assumption, but I want to hear it.
Also,
explicitly.
I'm sorry that you ended on such a positive note for like holding hands around the world and ending problematic systemic beliefs, and here I am throwing in Chris and his rule-breaking sex acts.
I don't know. I think that's something that's pretty wholesome, if you ask me.
Oh, is it?
I'd say so. I mean, hey, you know what? Like, you do you with who you want to do you with.
Wow, that's Roxir. Actually, you know what? I think you did just fix everything.
That was what I got out of the review I had just read by David, and that's what I got out of your review. So it's just like, you know, we're all in the same message here.
The message is just coming across loud and clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do you with who you want to do you with. Did I do that right? Both say the same thing twice?
You literally said it exactly right, Alexander. That's incredible.
Yeah. That's how much that means to me.
For something that makes absolutely zero sense, you said it so perfectly, and I applaud you.
Thank you. Thank you. Time for my challenge.
Oh, thank God.
This was a challenge sent in by Tori, who said suggested that I try to find a review where the reviewer name drops their sorority or fraternity.
Oh, yes.
I would just like to say a couple things. One, these were all old people, like bringing up like their back fraternity and sorority days, which was kind of fun and wholesome. And yeah, they were all positive. I looked through so many reviews, I swear. Like, this wasn't a case of like, oh, just picking the first ones I find. I looked through so many, and I had Google ask me if I was a bot at least 5 different times. It was
really?
It was so annoying.
I thought it was going to ask you if you wanted to join their fraternity. I was like, oh, that's fun.
No, I was not invited to Google. I don't know. But
good one.
That was a good one. That was my best one of this episode. But yeah, no, they were all positive. Everyone was so nice, and they brought up their fraternity or sorority, but but they were still positive reviews.
Okay, I would like to say you're welcome, because clearly the last two that I've given you have all been extremely wholesome, and I feel like I did it by accident, but I'm going to take credit for it.
Okay, I'll give it to you. All right, this first one is a 5-star review of Leopardi's in Fort Myers, Florida, which is like an Italian restaurant. This is by Diane. I called and told the manager at Leopardi's that I was bringing 6 or 7 girlfriends to the restaurant at about 4:30 for happy hour. We wanted to be upstairs on the rooftop bar. God bless Don. He made that available and gave us an actually spectacular waiter who couldn't have been more efficient, more professional, and more fun with all of us for the 3 hours that we spent at the restaurant. The food was fabulous, the night was beautiful, and the service was spectacular. Applause to Fernando from New Jersey for a very memorable night for 6 ladies from Kappa Alpha Theta. End of review. Oh, yeah. Heart, thumbs up, response. She is speechless over there, everyone. She's just sending Skype emojis. yeah.
So your Skype or my internet froze for a second, and it was like right before you leapt into Fernando, and it just suddenly like attacked me in the best way. So thank you for that.
I don't know if Fernando actually works there or if that was completely unrelated, but I assume that's the waiter they were talking about.
No, that was,
Tell me.
That was the head of their sorority. I was like, I'm literally trying to think of anything. I'm like, what would a man do at a sorority? Like, be like the chef? I don't know. Like, what do they have at sororities? Clearly not anything that I know about.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. The first time I found out that, like, someone I talked to about their fraternity mentioned their chef, I was like, you're what?
Yeah, sounds insane, right?
I'm like, you're what? They're like, yeah, we had someone cook for us and clean for us and everything. I'm like, you what?
I know. I actually would like to join a sorority now that I'm old, because I'd really like help with all of those things, because I definitely certainly don't want to do them by myself.
Exactly.
Do you think they'd let me into Alpha Theta Sigma, whatever that was?
Kappa. Yeah, I struggle with all these. Kappa Alpha Theta.
Kappa Alpha Theta.
They have pictures. They also included pictures. They're pretty adorable doing their little logo.
Gosh! Their logo.
Their gang sign.
Their logo. I don't know what to call it. Oy, okay. I'm excited about this.
Sisters for Life. Okay. This next one is of Fry Street Tavern in Denton, Texas. This is by Gary. This is a 5-star review. This is by far the best bar on Fry Street. I am a Sigma Chi at the University of North Texas, and you can find me at Tavern at least 3 nights a week. Great drink specials and incredible bartenders. End of review.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, that really didn't feel necessary. That
no, that was the one where I guess it was a younger person this time. I am assuming.
I guess maybe they just found out they made it in and they just are like, what reviews can I update to clarify now?
Yeah.
This new part of me.
I think a lot of them were a lot of it was about networking. So like I would try to search for these places these fraternities and sororities, and a lot of the results were like people's Yelp pages, like their business pages, and it was talking about what fraternity or sorority they were in. And then also a lot of these fraternities and sororities had their own Yelp pages. So it was difficult to find.
Oh, that's right.
Each one had like 10 to 20, each sorority and fraternity I searched for pages that I went through all the way to the end every single time.
Oh my God, Zanny.
I went crazy.
Yeah,
I
can tell by your eyes.
But yeah, so Sigma Chi is apparently one of the biggest fraternities, and it seems to be like a big networking thing. So maybe that's what. Maybe it's like, hey, come meet us, Sigma Chi, at the bar.
I'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, seems to be. All right. My next one is of Panera Bread in Melbourne, Florida.
Okay.
This is written by Mary. This is a 5-star review. Met my Chi Omega sisters there for brunch. What a great place this is to have a meetup. We pushed the tables together, laughed, shared stories, and probably entertained everyone around us. Great avocado and egg sandwich and peach mint tea. And a review.
You know, Chi Omegas were always entertaining everyone around us.
Oh, yeah. That was one of my favorites, because I'm like, I can't tell if this actually happened or if you just bothered everyone around you.
Well,
no
sure.
No offense, Mary. You seem quite lovely. But
I'm sure they're lovely, but I feel like it's one of those things. I, honest to God, wish I were more like that, where I just didn't kind of care as much if I were constantly disturbing other people around, or like what everyone mm-hmm. else around me thought about me, because I feel like if you're just with a group of people and you push together some tables and you're loud and boisterous, like, certainly there will be some people who are annoyed. And, like, I wish I were the person who'd be like, who cares?
Yeah.
But I'm not, so end of story.
I am not either. When other people are louder than me, like when I'm talking to them and they're really loud and I can see other people looking over, I get so anxious.
Oh, I start whispering. I'm like, let's talk down here.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to like bring it down. But anyway, yeah. And also I was that person who went to Panera in college all the time and just sat there for hours and studied and worked because I wanted to get away from my roommates.
Yeah, I used to go to Panera by myself all the time. So yeah, I would probably have been like, what are these ladies doing? I'm trying to do my homework.
Exactly. But you know what, Mary? You had fun. You do you. Whatever.
No, I'm very happy for you, and I support it thoroughly. I just wish I were more like you.
Yeah, well, yeah, we all need to be more like Mary. All right.
I think so.
My last one.
You know, there's something about Mary.
Stop it. I knew you were going to say that. I hate it. Okay. Let's redeem whatever you just said and have a nice one at the end. This is of Little Buck Island, which is in St. Thomas, which is the gateway isle of the U.S. Virgin Islands in the Caribbean. This is a 5-star review by V, titled Turtles Galore. I love turtles. I have been fond of turtles much of my life, and as an alumni of Delta Zeta, with turtles as our mascot, it was wonderful to spend a few hours swimming with turtles. We took the snorkel and sail cruise from Marriott Frenchman's Cove, and it was a 3-hour tour, including snorkeling, sailing with light snacks, and drinks. It was a great family time, and I highly recommend. End of review. How great is that?
I am sincerely asking how I can join a sorority now. Because I know, right? I'm not the type of in college was definitely not the type to be in Greek life, and I didn't even go to like a cool state school. But even then I was not fit for Greek life, and now I'm just like, damn it, maybe I wish I had been. I want to be a part of this turtle sorority.
I know, right? Right?
Man, like, I'm like, I want to go on vacation with my sister. Is there like a gender neutral sorority term? Probably not. Fraternity, I guess, could be both.
Your mates? I don't know.
What about like instead of theta, it's like theta?
Oh.
You know, theta, yeah. Theta. Triple theta.
That's a good question.
Just like, because I don't care who's in the sorority. I just want to be part of it, you know? Yeah. I want to go to Panera and swim with turtles. Is that too much to ask? And have also a chef.
No, it shouldn't be. I mean, like, honestly, it shouldn't be. I don't know. I'm like trying to look it up because I want to find out
how to join a sorority.
Oh no!
I was like, cool. Let me know.
Most co-ed fraternities are just called fraternities,
right?
And like, but like, what do you call your fellow members?
I guess you'd have to specify by gender, like a brother and a sister. Which I'm like, listen, that's not.
Or you would say sibling then for gender neutral. Then I suppose
your sibling.
I don't know, right?
That would be so weird. I know it means the same thing technically, but it just seems so much weirder.
I mean, people are saying brotherhood can technically be gender neutral because it's like, I don't know, but it's not. I don't know.
It's like saying like man, like oh, ever
it's
since
like
the
saying
dawn of
like
man,
mankind. Like
yeah, exactly,
what?
Mankind.
It's, whatever. Anyway, we'll figure this out another time. But yes, I had so much fun with that challenge, Tori. Thank you for that, because it was really wholesome. I swear, I expected some.
Aww.
No offense to people in fraternities or sororities, but as someone who reads so many internet reviews all of the time, I expected so many negative ones, like ugh, like I'm a member of this, I deserve better or something. I expected that bullshit, and I didn't see any of it.
Maybe you're just close-minded.
Maybe, but not any longer.
Not any longer. Your eyes have been open.
That's what counts, y'all. My eyes were open. And also, no, I've always had... I used to be like, ugh, I would never have like joined a fraternity like when I was going to college. And in hindsight, I'm like, that would have been a great idea for me.
That's
I could
what
have
I'm saying.
Definitely benefited from it,
I
for
think
sure.
I've made a big mistake.
And there are so many different kinds, too. I mean, it's not like... Like, you see... Like, my understanding was all from movies and stuff, so...
Yeah.
Turns out that's not what it's all like. All right, you ready for our theme? To give me our theme?
Okay, so I found this theme. This is from Megan, and Megan wrote in September of 2019, so almost a year ago at this point. And Megan says, you haven't done an episode in my home state of Maine yet, and actually you had written back saying, we actually, next episode, are doing antique stores in Portland, Maine. And you told her that she was the first person from Maine to write in. So... She had suggested a couple topics in Maine and then says, lighthouses could be cool too, but in order to have enough choices, I think you'd have to expand the search to all of Maine, which doesn't follow the pattern of previous themes. So luckily for Megan and for us, we've scrapped our entire pattern and structure, and we're doing entire states now. So Megan, we are going to do lighthouses in Maine.
Hooray! I'm so pumped.
I'm excited. And I went to Maine. That was my last stop on the tour, on the That's Where I Drink tour. So that was the last place I like traveled, like visited for fun. Yeah. You know,
I've never been to Maine. I would love to.
I went there in Vermont and I freaking loved it. And as someone who's currently in a huge Stephen King phase right now, I'm just like, I'm feeling it.
Good. I want to head there someday too, so that's perfect. Well, I have a challenge ready. This challenge comes from a member of my hog pen, which is what I call people who subscribe to me on Twitch. And this is from Jer. And Jer says, being a book nerd, I usually prefer a story in book form as opposed to the movie adaptation of that book. My challenge for y'all is to find reviews in which the reviewer says the movie is better.
Okay.
So the reverse.
All right.
All righty. Well, thanks everyone for getting through that one. I had fun. I don't know about you all, but I had fun on that journey.
There was minimal sweating. I thought there would be a lot more. So I'm pleased with the outcome.
That's all we can ask for. Minimal sweating. All right. Thanks everyone, and see you next week.
Bye.